Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're tackling something a lot of Central Texas property owners deal with, but don't always know how to handle. Land clearing, tree mulching, and keeping those gravel driveways in shape. Have you ever looked at your own property and realized you can't even walk through half of it anymore?
Oh, absolutely. Cedar and mesquite are relentless out here. I've seen properties go from open pasture to a wall of brush in just a few years. You're paying taxes on land you can't graze, can't build on, and honestly, can't even access.
Right, and that's where forestry mulching comes in. So for folks listening who might not be familiar, what exactly is forestry mulching, and how does it differ from, say, just cutting down brush?
Great question. Forestry mulching uses heavy-duty equipment, usually a compact track loader with a mulching attachment, to grind vegetation down into fine mulch. The key difference is that brush cutting just knocks things down and clears them out, which is faster and more affordable. Mulching, though, grinds everything into a ground cover that stays on site.
And that mulch actually serves a purpose, right? It's more than leftover debris.
Exactly. The mulch acts like a natural weed barrier and helps slow regrowth. It also returns nutrients to the soil, which contributes to healthier land over time. Plus, it helps with erosion control, especially on sloped terrain.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So if someone's dealing with small cedars, saplings, and heavy brush, the kind that hides snakes and rodents, mulching can handle that?
Definitely. The equipment can handle small to mid-sized trees, saplings, and dense brush. For large, mature trees, you'd need a different approach. But for most overgrowth situations, mulching is ideal. You end up with open, walkable land that's ready to fence, build on, or graze.
Now, I've heard from landowners that one of the biggest frustrations is that the brush just grows back. What's the reality there?
Well, cedar and mesquite are aggressive growers in Central Texas. With forestry mulching, root systems stay in the ground, so some regrowth is natural over time. That said, mulching slows regrowth more effectively than just brush cutting. What really matters is ongoing management, or, I should say, staying ahead of the regrowth before it gets out of hand again.
I see. Makes sense.
Think of it like mowing your lawn. You clear it once, and it looks great. But if you ignore it for a year or two, you're back where you started. I actually had a neighbor who cleared 10 acres beautifully, then let it sit for 3 years. When I saw it again, you couldn't even tell he'd done the work. Regular maintenance, scheduled visits, maybe quarterly or semi-annually, keeps that regrowth in check and preserves the usable acreage you just paid to reclaim.
That point about staying ahead of regrowth sets up our next piece: why scheduled maintenance matters in Central Texas. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to reclaim your Central Texas property? Chew Land Clearing offers forestry mulching, brush cutting, stump grinding, trail cutting, gravel driveway installation and repair, and site prep and grading. Serving Coryell, Bell, and Lampasas counties within a 60-mile radius. Licensed, insured, and built on dependability. Free estimates, same-week scheduling, and a clear and keep plan for scheduled maintenance with discounts up to 25% off. Learn more at www.callchew.com.
Picking up on staying ahead of regrowth, how do you actually structure a maintenance plan so landowners aren't constantly scrambling to find contractors?
A good maintenance plan puts the property on a set schedule, 2, 4, or 6 visits per year, depending on how aggressive the regrowth is. The contractor reaches out before each visit to confirm scope and timing. Rates are locked for 12 months, so there's no surprise pricing, and you get priority scheduling.
And that consistency prevents the land from backsliding, right? You're not starting from square one every time.
Exactly. It's way more cost-effective to maintain cleared land than to re-clear overgrown property. Plus, you're protecting your investment. Effective land clearing can significantly increase the usable acreage, making it suitable for grazing, building, or recreational activities.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about gravel driveways. A washed-out driveway does more than look bad. It can really damage vehicles and tell visitors the property isn't maintained. What goes into a properly constructed gravel driveway?
Good base preparation is the foundation, literally. You need proper grading so water runs off instead of pooling or cutting ruts. Then you bring in fresh gravel, crown the driveway so it sheds rain, and compact everything to hold it in place. Adequate drainage is important, especially with the heavy rains we get.
I mean, I've seen driveways that look fine for a season and then completely wash out after one storm. What causes that?
Usually, it's a combination of poor grading and inadequate compaction. If the driveway doesn't have a proper crown, that slight peak in the middle, water has nowhere to go. It sits there, softens the base, and the next vehicle that drives over it creates ruts. Once that starts, it's a downward spiral. Almost like the driveway decides to become a creek instead.
So it's really about engineering the driveway to handle Central Texas weather, rather than simply dumping gravel on top.
Exactly. And in many cases, you can actually restore an existing driveway by regrading the material that's already there, which saves money on new gravel. But if the base is compromised, you have to address that first.
One thing I want to touch on before we wrap up: dependability. You know, a lot of property owners have horror stories about contractors who never show up or leave jobs half finished. What should folks look for to avoid that?
Look for contractors who provide written quotes up front: scope, price, and what's included. That eliminates surprises on invoice day. Make sure they're licensed and insured, because that protects your property. And honestly, pay attention to communication. If someone's hard to reach before you hire them, they're probably going to be hard to reach when something goes wrong.
Right, and having the right equipment matters too. You can't clear dense Central Texas brush with a lawnmower.
Absolutely. A JCB track loader, for instance, is purpose-built for varied terrain with minimal ground disturbance. The equipment needs to match the job. Otherwise, you're wasting time and money.
So to everyone listening, whether you're dealing with overgrown pastures, washed-out driveways, or land you haven't been able to access in years, the takeaway is clear. The right approach, the right equipment, and a solid maintenance plan make all the difference. Don't let your property go unused when there are solutions available.
Definitely. Land is an investment. Treat it that way, and it'll serve you well.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll catch you next time.